gone wild audio. Say good morning. It's 1:30. But good morning. I just woke up. I didn't just wake up. I woke up and I jacked off. And then now I'm gonna do it again. Fuck. I don't know what happened to me. Last night, I came like 6 times. Like 2 hours. And I woke up. And my pussy is so wet. Like, oh, so unbelievably. Maybe just the aftermath from last night, or I don't know. Might have dreamed about it. I dream about it, you know. Like, that's how much I think about it. Every night I have at least one sex dream. I never remember who they're with or exactly what happens. I just remember the coming in my dreams, and I don't know if that makes me actually come at all. I don't think so. But I do wake up really wet all the time. It's like my version of morning wet. Morning wet. That's, I love morning sex so much because I'm almost always already so horny. And I love feeling horny and just a little bit sleepy from having just woken up. That means I don't have to like relax or put myself in a headspace. So I'm already there. And fuck, the best thing is when you wake up super fucking horny and then someone else is right there. Oh man, wait. Let me tell you about a super fucking hot sexual relationship I have or had. And I still remember 3 years ago I had this friend. I always used to fuck a lot. A fuck buddy, if you will. There were deeper feelings there, but we didn't know that back then, you know. And we used to fuck every day so much. I'd go over to his apartment. And we'd act like we weren't just going to touch each other. Like we could hang out normally, play music, eat food, whatever. I don't even know whatever else friends do, but no. Every night would be the same. Just lie in his bed and get on top of him and hear him moan all night. And then he'd flip me and eat me out at the end. So good. Shit, I'm just thinking about it. It's so bad that one time we used to game a lot with our friends. And one time, he was still in the call. No one was in the call, but he was in the call unmuted. And his computer was right next to his bed. And one of my friends said that he came in to the call while he was unmuted and heard us fucking. I know that sounds really bad, and it does. And at first I was really upset, but I don't know, the exhibitionist in me found it too hot to really care. Just thinking about him walking in and just hearing us fuck, hearing our moans and all the dirty things I'm telling him. Oh, fuck. But there's an amazing memory I have with this guy. One time we went on a beach trip with all of our friends. Someone was able to rent out a really nice place for us to all stay at. And I slept on the couch because I was the only girl there. And the rest of the guys shared two bedrooms. Like, three or four people in each room. Not that I would have minded to share the room with someone, but I decided it was for the better to be able to have my own space. Mostly because I'd want to touch myself every night. Yes, I touched myself on that fucking couch that everyone fucking hung out on in the daytime. But, yes, we were on the trip, and he was one of the people on that trip. And the entire trip, we were just teasing each other. Not able to fuck because the house was too small and everyone was there all the time. Till finally, one day I woke up. Well, the night before we'd had sex. None of us were, we weren't able to finish was the issue. We had to have super quiet sex on the couch every night. But we didn't come. We didn't come ever for like a week. It was so pent up. Oh, God. And I was so high the night before. I still remember how high I was, how good it felt. I think I broke my brain a little bit that night, and I'd never had high sex before until that night. And it completely rewired my brain. And since then, I try to have sex high all the time. Not even going to lie. Anyway, he woke up after that night. And I remember just my body being like, today is the day I need it. I'm going to take it from his body. Now I'm gonna give it to him for mine. And we are going to fucking come. I woke up still groggy. Still feeling a little high. I went to the room he was in. There was no one there but him. And I locked that door. And I sucked his fucking cock. until he came. And I made him eat me out. To like it. Oh, it was so hot. It was so amazing. Finally getting that release after a week of teasing and edging each other. Just to release it all in the morning, all nice and relaxed. And at the beach too. Just, oh, feeling the sun on my skin. Tingle after my orgasm. Oh, what an unmatched feeling. Then we just cuddled, and he sucked my tits for hours. Oh, God. It made me want to come again so much. I think I forced another one out of me. Maybe two. I don't know. That was pure bliss. And those are the things I love, you know. It's why I write so many friends with benefits stories, because those are my favorite sexual relationships. Don't get me wrong, I love fucking the people I'm dating, obviously, showing love and everything, but I'm a very playful person, and the playfulness you get with friends with benefits, it's just my favorite dynamic, and the idea that our other friends, like, kind of know, but they don't really know. You know, like, they don't know how much their friend turns into such of a fucking bitch when he's with me. And that's why I love having men that are just my fuck buddies. It's the best dynamic. Just playing around with their cocks, playing with their head. Oh, it's so satisfying. And then after I take them, after I make them come really hard, multiple times, then we have to see each other normally, and they never look at me the same way again. Not in a romantic way, but in a, oh, she can control me whenever she wants kind of way. And it's fun. It's fun to mess around. Oh, God. It makes me feel evil talking about it. Oh, shit. No, but it's true. Oh, God. That's my memory. That's my memory. That's so, so high. My best morning sex memory. Oh, God. No, if I just go one more time, maybe I can finally start my day. Maybe. God, just thinking about his face. His eyes rolled back for me. On the way his body lay there limp. Oh, fucking tired. Cause he was too sleepy to move and to resist. Finally getting that pleasure that I've been teasing, that we've been teasing out of each other the whole week. Oh, we did so many dirty things. Because of how edged we were from each other. We went to the beach, right? We would touch each other under the water. No one would know. I don't think anyone knew, at least. I don't think anyone knew how much of a fucking slut he was. Fondle my tits while we were in the ocean. There was one shower that we had to share between the, like, 7 or 8 of us. So everyone knew that we were involved with each other in some way. So we just would say, oh, let's just do it together to save time. So people have to wait less time, you know? Don't have to wait 10 minutes. 5 for each person, just wait 5. And we'll wash all the sand off together, because it's not awkward. But you know what we did. Oh, yes. We fucked each other in that fucking shower. Nothing. No real sex. Because again, we would edge each other. Oh, but I used to give him handjobs and blowjobs. Ivy used to suck on my fucking tits and finger my pussy. And there was a line outside. People right outside. God, so hot. We would touch each other under our shirts and under our swim shorts and swimsuits while we were hanging out on the couch when no one else was looking. Oh, the trip was so hot. It was like a wet dream the whole time from the moment we got there. Because he'd never seen me in a swimsuit before. And the first day when he looked at me in a bikini top for the first time with my tits practically spilling out. Oh, I saw how much he stared, and it was so hot. The whole time. Because we were with our friends the whole day. The rest of the guys looked a little bit too, honestly. But I didn't care. They could have all stared for all I care. Why have big tits if you're not gonna let people stare? And lose themselves looking at you. That's, I love that. I love how fucking stupid men are when they look at my fucking body. God, it turns me on. God, it makes me wanna take every single one of them. And pump the cum out of them until they mew and scream from my touch. Till they beg. And they need to fucking beg. Yeah. God. Oh, it's getting, telling the story is really getting me off. Just thinking about it, thinking about how amazing the orgasmic that experience was. Oh. It was hot, don't get me wrong. The trip was still fun, we did stuff other than that, but it's just my brain. Brain is helpless to think about anything else, and I knew that us going on a 2-week Long Beach trip with each other, I knew how much we were going to mess around and how much we wouldn't care. That all the other guys were there, seeing us. I still remember. I'd taken a break from weed. And that trip was the first time I had taken it, and it was amazing, you know. Getting high on the beach and just enjoying myself in that kind of way. But I still remember we had movie night. On the days where it rained, there was one night that we watched Wolf of Wall Street while playing poker, which I won a lot of, by the way. Pocket aces half the time. Actually, though, no, but... And I remember we were watching the movie and we were sitting so close to each other on the couch. There was someone on the other end, and there was another couch, and then people sitting around the table, thus playing poker. And I remember, subtly, going under his shirt, tracing his back, his stomach, and eventually reaching below the hemline of his shorts, subtly brushing his cock like it was an accident. accidents. What if it wasn't a fucking accident? Oh man. I was so high. My brain didn't focus on anything else. But teasing his body. And he got so hard. And I saw the struggle in his eyes and his face. Because we were around everyone. And he couldn't make a noise. He couldn't make a sound. Oh, that was so hot. And he tried to do the same thing back to me. But no one's nearly as sneaky or inconspicuous as me. So he'd try, but it would just be too obvious. And then I'd say, what are you doing in front of all of our friends? Making him feel self-conscious and pull back. And then I'd tease his cock a little bit more. He'd get more desperate. And it was just a cycle. Oh my god, so hot. So hot. And then we finally separated from everyone. When everyone else finally went to bed. Oh, we were always the last ones to go to bed. Because he didn't want to have to think of an excuse for us to separate from everyone else. Just wanted to let it happen naturally. And then that night was the night. Oh. Just enjoyed each other's bodies for hours. Oh. Oh, I reminisce on those early college days. It's so much different than how my life is now. And we didn't have to think about anything. Oh. I just had so much sex back then. And it was all amazing. But with this guy was the special one. The special friend I had. Not for anything else other than we were just insanely compatible. And any time we were alone, it would always lead to that, no matter where we were, in private or in public. Man, did I love to mess with him in public. Oh, I did so much that trip, and also outside in our classes. Not that we shared any, but just on campus, I guess. Or else, just outdoors, outside. In our apartments, in our dorms. In the common spaces. On the train. Got on the train. There's one time I practically almost gave him a hand job in front of all these people. Because I couldn't resist to see the struggle in his face. And for him to beg me to stop, but then beg me to keep going. He'd say, oh, not here. This time is too public here. Then after 10 seconds, he'd be like, no. No, I lied. Please keep going. Oh, mommy, please go. Going. Oh, my cock feels too good. Please keep going. Oh, shit. To hear those words again in his voice. What an amazing relationship. Oh, God. The best friends with benefits I've ever had. Like the blueprints for all my fantasies. I can't lie. So as much as he rocked, or I rocked his world, he rocked mine too. Oh man. Oh, you guys are just hearing me get off about this guy. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, man. Should I come? Oh, man. I always have to come. I always have to come for you guys. I'd feel bad if I posted an audio without you guys able to hear me. How long is this? Oh, it's long. Oh, it's very, very long. Okay. Oh, shit. It's long, so let's make this short. So fucking wet. Gone. Gone. Shit. Holy shit, holy shit, holy fuck. God, shit. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, fuck. Really fucking amazing. Oh. Really, really fucking amazing. Oh, shit. Oh, I need a second to calm down. Oh, I can't even move. Oh, I can't even bring myself to move my body to turn off the recording. Oh. Just give me a second. Oh my god. Oh. 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 Oh, that's the feeling. Yes. coming like a time. If everyone knew how much of a horn dog I was, oh, I don't even know how I'd be able to handle it. Then they'd know why I fuck all these men all the time. It's to satisfy my own urges, because they're all encompassing, overwhelming. Constantly needy, constantly. And I don't want to just keep annoying the same guy. It's only fair. Oh shit. I don't know if anyone knows what I mean, but when you have that satisfying orgasm, one that leaves you lifeless and oh, I don't even know. Oh my god. You guys enjoyed that journey with me and enjoyed my story. I could use another fuck buddy like that in my life. And you all.